Good morning. Welcome to the Message of Truth. My name is Keith Greer. I'm the local minister here at the Harrisburg Church of Christ. I want to thank you for taking the time to listen to our broadcast this morning. Please tune in each Sunday morning as we endeavor to give you a message of truth. We also have a TV program that airs from 8 to 8:30 on public access channel number 6 entitled Searching the Scriptures. Please give it a view. We also have a very extensive website, churchofchrist@harrisburg.com. You'll find all of these radio files and MP3 files. You'll also find our TV videos there and also a host of other Bible-related material. Please give it a look. Let us know what you think. At the end of this broadcast, we'll give you the regular meeting times of our worship periods and Bible study periods at the Harrisburg Church of Christ. We cordially invite you to any or all of these services. You will always be warmly received. Our only desire is to show you a need for God in your life to have a relationship with His Son, Jesus Christ. Please come and visit us. We are looking at the book of 1 Peter that we began a few months ago, and we are examining the teaching of this great book. We are now in chapter 1, and we're looking at the last three verses of 1 Peter chapter 1. We'll read those this morning, 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 23 through 25. Having been born again, not of corruptible seed, but incorruptible, through the word of God, which lives and abides forever. Because all flesh is as grass, and all the glory of man as the flower of the grass. The grass withereth, the flower falls away, but the word of the Lord endures forever. Now this is the word which by the gospel was preached to you. And so we want to talk this morning about the incorruptible word. Roman persecution has scattered believers throughout all of Asia Minor. The church was undergoing a fiery trial, and the devil was seeking to devour every believer. Peter wrote this general epistle to encourage them in their suffering, to remind them of the all-important eternal truths, and to remind them that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth, who had an enduring inheritance in heaven if they would remain faithful. While John is called the Apostle of Love and Paul the Apostle of Faith, we can see through the writings why Peter is called the Apostle of Hope. The incorruptible Word of God, which had converted and cleansed them, would endure beyond anything in this world, including persecution, Roman emperors and empires. Even in our day, as we worry about the direction of the world, and even in our country in particular, that it is undertaking, attacks on all sides concerning the validity of God's word, it still endures, although it continually is attacked and continually it is misinterpreted, mistaught, and misconstrued. It still is here and still can lead men to the cross and to salvation. As we begin to look at these verses, let me offer some opening thoughts. An unforgettable truth. We have been changed by the new birth. We must continue to change by virtue of that new life that we have undertaken when we put on the name of Christ. Having been born again, this is something that is perfect passive, and what it means is a continuing action. James 1:18, the force of the language tells us that in the past they had been begotten and purified, but now in the future there would be a lasting impact. Thayer says, thoroughly changed in the mind to live a new life and one conformed to the will of God. Only here in chapter 1 and verse 3 is this word used. Fervent love of the brethren is one chief indication of that change as we studied in our last lesson. We have a new life and we have new relatives. We love one another as we studied last week in John 13:34, the commandment given by the Lord. In 1 Corinthians 13 and verse 1, we're told that anything that we do in service to God that is not rendered by love, it profits us nothing. And that can be mirrored in other passages that we will examine in the book of 1 Peter as we go through this text. No power exists to make us love one another, love as brethren those who are not brothers. Brethren in Christ have the same Father, live by the same eternal principles, share the same hope, the joy, sorrow, and have the same conflicts in Christ. it is natural for us to be drawn together. And so as we studied last week, it is that relationship that strengthens us together to do the things that God would have us to do and requires us to do as his children as we live upon this earth. Incorruptible seed produces an incorruptible life. For those who have developed that incorruptible beauty, as we read about and study in chapter 3 and verse 4, of the transformed life, then it will have an impact of incorruptible seed. That means through. Through what? Through the Word. It denotes the origin of the source of life. The medium and the means of this life is through the incorruptible Word. That is the medium. The contrast is with corruptible. The rose that blossoms on the cheek of the youth may wither as soon as any other. The brightness of the eye may fade as soon as the lilies of the field. The darkness of death may as soon come over the brow with manliness and intelligence as natural grass is cut down. There is a natural beauty of man on earth that will not be cut down, that will not cease or will not decay. It is incorruptible. That is what we have in Christ. That is the inner person. Peter's sermon recorded in Acts is an example of the incorruptible word of God being preached to Cornelius in Acts 10:36-43, preaching peace through Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is Lord of all. Began from Galilee after the baptism of John. God anointed Jesus with the Holy Spirit and power and doing good and healing the oppressed because God was with him. The apostolic witness of Jesus and his death and his resurrection. He was ordained by God to judge the living and the dead. He will be man's final judge. The prophets attest to the veracity of the message and its salvation. Believers receive remission of sin when they obey from the heart that form of doctrine which was delivered to them. The truth concerning that incorruptible word of God. In John chapter 6, verse 63, it says, these words are spirit and they are life. And in John chapter 15, verse 3, and chapter 17, verse 17, it says, the word cleanses us and purifies us. It sanctifies us. It sets us apart. In Ephesians 1, verse 13, the word of truth is the gospel of our salvation, according to Paul. In Colossians chapter 1 and verse 5, that incorruptible word of God gives us heavenly hope, heard in the word of truth of the gospel and the promises that have been given to us by the God in whom we serve. And so the eternal world, it lives and it abides forever. And it is active and it is ongoing. Let us read another passage in Hebrews chapter 4 and verse number 12. Hebrews chapter 4 and verse number 12. The Hebrew writer wrote, for the word of God is living and powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the division of soul and spirit, and of joints and marrow, and is the discerner of the thoughts and the intents of the heart. We also read that the engrafted word in James chapter 1 and in verse number 21, the engrafted word is able to save the soul. In Genesis chapter 1 and verse 1, in Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 3, and 1 John, the first three verses, it gives the creation of all life originates with God. And in Philippians 2, verse 16, we're told by the Paul that this word is the word of life. And in 1 John chapter 4, in verse number 15, 1 John chapter 4, and verse number 15, we read, whoever confesses that Jesus is the Son of God abides in him, and he in God. And so we can see that the Word of God is something that gives us and abides in us and lives in us by our obedience to the teachings that have been given to us in God's Word. It is eternal because it emanates from God. Romans 1:23 comes from an incorruptible God. Jesus, too, is the King and eternal is eternal and immortal. Read 1 Timothy 1, verse 17, and chapter 6, verse 16. Revelation 14, verse 6, calls the gospel, the everlasting gospel. And in Matthew 24:35, it says that it will never pass away. The opposite, which is true of men, it is dead and gone. But according to the prophet Isaiah, chapter 55, verse 10 and 11, God's word will accomplish exactly what he set it out to do. It says there that his word will not return to him void, but it will accomplish the thing that he sent it forth to do. It makes doctrine incorruptible, according to Titus 2 and verse 7. It provides an imperishable crown. Read 1 Corinthians 9, verse 25. And it redeems and transforms a corruptible body into an incorruptible body, as Paul gave evidence of in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse number 52. And so we see that this word is incorruptible. Now, I want us to go back for just a moment, and I want us to remind you that we've been born again. That is a spiritual birth. That is something that took place when we obeyed the gospel. We were born into the world physically, but we have to be born spiritually into the family of God. Nicodemus was told that in John chapter 3, verses 3 through 5. And of incorruptible seed. That is something that originates with God that does not originate with man. But this incorruptible seed through the word of God that lives and abides forever. God's word is not going to change. It's not going to change the whims and the dictates of men. It's not going to change by what men think or what they want. And it's not going to change to suit them because it came from God. It is incorruptible. It cannot be defiled. And it will always say what it says. It will not change. And so we've been redeemed through this incorruptible seed. It's incorruptible because it originates with God. And it is corrupted when it is changed, when it is altered, when it is defiled, or when it is misused. And when men do that, they corrupt it and they defile it, and God is not pleased. And so we must understand that since we've been born of this incorruptible seed that lives and abides forever, then that truth is going to dictate to us how we live our lives, the things that we do in our service to God, and our duty and responsibilities to God as we live upon this earth. And nothing that men do, or nothing that men say, or any change in his thinking and his attitude about any subject is going to change God's mind on what God has revealed in his word. It is unchangeable. It cannot be changed to fit the whims and the fancies of men. And it cannot be changed to go along with the thinking of current society. It is something that's going to remain constant, and it is incorruptible as long as it is left alone. But whenever men add to it, take away from it, subtract from it, twist it, pervert it, and make it teach things that God never intended for it to say, and will contradict other plain passages of the Bible, then they corrupt it, and then it cannot do and accomplish what God said it was if men tried to better it and tried to change its meaning. Remember, it is incorruptible, and we have been born again by that incorruptible word. Ladies and gentlemen, have you been born again? Have you been born again through the incorruptible, unadulterated truth of God's word? If not, please let us show you how you can accomplish that in your life. Again, we want to thank you for listening, and we pray that you'll tune in again next Lord's Day as we continue looking at the incorruptible word. Thank you.